H.R. 2494, titled the Protecting Americans from the Proliferation of Weapons to Terrorists Act, would prohibit any funding to the Central Intelligence Agency, the Department of Defense, or any other intelligence entity that would directly or indirectly support military or paramilitary operations in Syria. It would cease to apply only if a joint resolution approving assistance is enacted by Congress. On Wednesday morning, the bill's sponsors, New York Republican Representative Chris Gibson of the state's 19th District and Vermont Democratic Congressman at Large Peter Welch, appeared together on C-SPAN's Washington Journal program. Welch, who is a member of the Oversight and Government Reform National Security Subcommittee, says their legislation basically means if the president wants to arm the Syrian rebels, he cannot do it without congressional approval.
Chris and I feel very strongly Congress has to be involved in that discussion.
New York's Gibson, a member of the Armed Services Committee and retired U.S. Army colonel, says arming rebels would be a very serious escalation.
If another country was to arm rebels for the purpose of attacking our country, we would view such action as an act of war. I do not think it's wise to arm the rebels. I oppose military intervention, most certainly. Before any of that takes place, there should be a voice for the American people through their representatives.
Both congressmen are concerned that a military intervention could backfire and escalate U.S. involvement in the conflict.
If we arm these rebels, we will exacerbate the situation. We will not resolve it. We will make it worse. And we also make ourselves responsible for this civil war.
What they're proposing is that we take military action, and they don't address the downside and the complexity of taking military action when we Americanize that civil war. Incidentally, arming the rebels is not going to change the military equation.
And then if we talk about further escalation, we have to believe that the other actors involved here are going to take similar tactic, which means that we're heading for a longer-term stalemate, and then we'll be drawn into this. And this is not in our interest.
The program took questions from callers and via Twitter, including Republican David from White Lake in Sullivan County, a constituent of Congressman Gibson.
I think that it is absolutely disgusting that the United States is intervening there. We have no business intervening in Syria.
The complexity with this concept really concerns me. Having done this work, how difficult it is to establish logistical base, to be able to vet people we're going to support, how difficult it is then to go through the training.
All while you're getting shot at.
Potentially getting shot at, 120-degree heat. The efficacy of this is dubious at best. And the situation in Syria is very murky. I don't think that this is going to resolve the matter. Arming these rebels will make it worse, not better, and we can't afford it.
Washington Journal host Greta Brauner read a tweet posed to the duo.
Steve Tranquility tweets in, how do we know the CIA has not already sent arms to the rebels in Syria? And if so, what are the consequences?
Well, they probably have. When I was traveling in the region, the CIA was very, very aggressive in wanting to be able to arm the rebels. But I suspect the CIA has been doing some of that.
If that were true, I'd be outraged. The Constitution is very clear. It's the people's representatives who make decisions such as these. We are urging caution. We say that there must be a vote first. The American people get a voice. And we say no to war with Syria.
By the way, no one told us in the CIA or anywhere else that there was actual arming going on. But I think all of us know that the CIA does things in secret, so we don't know what they were doing.
The bill's restriction does not apply to funding for non-lethal humanitarian assistance for the Syrian people. The Senate version of the bill is co-sponsored by Democrat Tom Udall of New Mexico, Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy, and Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.